Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. I pray all is well with you as we move forward in the Word of God this morning. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Good morning, Mother Valerie. I pray you had a peaceful rest. No thieves broke in, no fires broke out as we give God praise this morning. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed to be with you this morning, Mother. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. God is good all the
amen.
Time.
Amen, amen, amen. This morning, we got a little bit to say. And the one thing that God gave me this morning, and in our actually writing on Facebook, so forgive my delay a little bit, but the power of the tongue should be kept behind our teeth. This little membrane that we call a tongue has superpower. It has the power of death. It has the power of life. It has the power to build up. It has the power to tear down. It's got super duper powers. It's got the power to prophesy, and it all has the power to prophesy. We got to ask God to give us discernment between the prophesy and the prophesy. We got to ask God to guide us and lead us that we will walk in righteousness and not walk in fear. That we will walk in faith. Faith over fear wins every time. We've got to trust God. We can't trust in ourselves. We've got to trust in the Lord with all our heart. As Aunt Jan says, her favorite scripture, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, we got to acknowledge who? We got to acknowledge God.
Amen.
And allow and want and need him to guide us, to lead us, to direct our path. We can't do it on our own. No matter how hard you try, cannot replace God. You cannot take his place. There are those that think they got it going on. And I love how and the Lord said, if it's not in the book, the Lord didn't say it. If it's not in the book that we read every day, the Lord didn't say it. We want to put words in the Lord's mouth, but the words that some want to put in the mouth of God is words of hatred, words of lies, words of bigotry and deception. And as we read the book, we realize that's not who God is. God will let his yes be yes and his no be no. He is not a man, and he does not lie. We've got to put our trust in God. We've got to look up, lift up, build up, and not tear down. And this little thing called a tongue behind our teeth can do both. It can build and it can tear. And we want it to build up. We want it to guide and we want it to lead us. We want it to take us higher. Take us to the next level. Because God is good like that. God is great like that. And we have to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. As the song says, he loved me through my good and he loved me through my bad. Thank you, God, for another day. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Mother Valerie, will you pray us in and take us to the word this morning?
Amen. 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 God is a good God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank and praise you for this day, for we saw another sunrise. You did it again. You did it again, and you will do it again. We're grateful. But bless our pastors and Pastor Bridget as she traveled back and forth toward her work. And God, I'm grateful and thankful that you healed her body and her spirit from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Only you could do that. You did do that. Whatever was going on, you restore. You restore your personal saint, and we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We give you glory and honor and praise for it in Jesus' name. He said, all we have to do is ask, and it shall be done. She asked, and it was done. It was done according to your will in Jesus' name. We're grateful. We are grateful. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
I'm starting out November the 22nd. We just about through the month of November. And it's still beautiful, beautiful days. I mean, you still can sit out. It's still beautiful. No snow. It's not too cold. It's just beautiful this November, and I thank God for it. I'm in Ezekiel 35 and 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came, it came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir, prophesy against it, and say to it, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against you. I'll stretch out my hand against you and make you most desolate. I shall lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I am the Lord. The power of the tongue should be kept behind our teeth. God said he is the Lord. That's the title. When God says something, it's going to happen. He said, I'm against you because you have an ancient hatred. You have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the power of the sword at the time of their calamity, when their iniquity came to an end. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, I will prepare you for blood. Blood shall pursue you. Since you have not hated blood, therefore shall blood pursue you. Thus I will make Mount Seir most desolate, cut off from it the one who leaves and the one who returns. And I will fill its mountains with the slain on the hills and in your valleys. All your ravines, those who are slain by the sword, to fall. I will make you perpetually desolate. Your city shall be inhabited. Then you should know that I am the Lord. Because you have said these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess them. Although the Lord was there, therefore as I live, says the Lord God, I will do accordingly to your anger and according to the envy that you showed in your hatred against them. I'll make myself known among them when I judge you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have heard all your blasphemies which you have spoken against the mountain of Israel, saying, they are desolate, they are given to us to consume. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me, and have multiplied your word against me. I have heard them. Thus says the Lord God, the whole earth will rejoice when I make you desolate, as you rejoice because the inheritance of the house of Israel was desolate. So I will do to you. You should be desolate on Mount Seir, as well as all of Edom, all of it. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. And you, son of man, prophesy to the mountain of Israel and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because the enemy have said of you, the ancient heights have become our possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God, because they made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, so that you became the possession of the rest of the nation. You're taken up by the lips of talkers, slandered by people. Therefore, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to the mountains, the hills, the rivers, the valley, the desolate waste, and the cities that have been forsaken, which became plunder and mockery to the rest of the nations all around. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I have spoken in my burning jealousy against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, who gave my land to themselves as a possession, and with wholehearted joy and spiteful minds, in order to plunder its open country. Therefore, prophesy concerning the land of Israel. Say to the mountains, the hills, the rivers, the valleys, thus says Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and my fury, because you have bore the shame of the nation. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have raised my hand in an oath that surely the nations are around, you shall bear their own shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people, Israel. For they are about to come. For indeed, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you shall be tilted and sown. I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, all of it. And the city shall be inhabited, and the ruins rebuilt. I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bear young. I will make your inhabitants as in former times, and do better for you than at your beginnings. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Yes, I'll cause men to walk on you, my people Israel. They shall take possession of you, and you shall be their inheritance. No more shall you be raised them of children. Thus says the Lord God, because they say to you, you devour men and berate your nations of children. Therefore, you shall devour men no more, nor berate your nations any more, says the Lord God. Nor will I let you hear the taunts of the nations any more, nor bear the reproach of peoples any more, nor shall you call your nation to stumble any more, says the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, when the house of Israel dwell in their own land, they defiled it by their own ways. Indeed, to me, their way was like the uncleanness of a woman in a customary impurity. Therefore, I poured out my fury on them for the blood they had shed on the land and for the idols which they have defiled it. So I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed throughout the countries. I judged them according to their ways and their deeds. When they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name when they said of them, these are the people of the Lord, and yet they have gone out of his land. But I have concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel have profaned among the nations wherever they went. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God. when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all the countries, and bring you to your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and multiply it and bring no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations. Not for your sake do I do this, says the Lord God. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel, just says the Lord God. On the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. The desolate land shall be tilted instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by. So they will say, this land was desolate, has become like the Garden of Eden. And the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I am the Lord, have revealed the ruined places, planted with desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord God. I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase their flocks. I will increase their men like a flock offered at Salem, at Jerusalem, on its feast days. So shall the ruined cities be filled with flocks of men. They shall know that I am the Lord. They shall know that I am the Lord. If the God speaks a thing, it's going to come to pass. Whatever the Lord say he's going to do, he's going to do. Life lesson. Ezekiel 36 and 21. I have concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel has proclaimed among the nations. Our behavior not only reflects how much or how little we love God, but it also either attracts or repels those who do not yet know God. Our connection to God should draw others to God. People, we should let our light so shine that people know, well, hey, there's something different about this person. There's something different about this person. I saw a lady one time. She was a doctor. And she was so beautiful. You know, it looked like she was radiant. And I asked her, ma'am, what kind of makeup do you have on? And she said, I don't have on any makeup. That's just the glory of God that you see. I said, wow. I mean, it was just something different about her. You could just look at her and say, wow, what kind of makeup does she have on? She was wearing the glory of God. When people see you or be around you in your presence, they should see something different. I mean, we're the children of the Most High God. We're not like every other person, so they should see the glory of God. Our connection to God should draw others to God. Ezekiel 36:26. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Anytime we sin, we need to repent and ask God for his forgiveness. And he will forgive. Only we have to open up our mouth. We have to open up our mouth. The power of the tongue should be kept behind our teeth. Open up our mouth and repent. Don't try to cover up what you do. God know what you do. You know what you do. Don't cover it up. Just repent. You can repent to God 7 times 70. or how often you need to repent. Just do it. You can't think it. You have to say something. You have to say something. And then when you say something, God hears. God listens. God forgives. God have mercy. God have kindness. He loves his children. God is Abba. God is Father. He is Father God. I mean, what child comes to you and says, Mommy, I'm sorry for what I did. Forgive me. And you said, oh, get out of here, and try to punish the child more and more. No, you are a forgiving parent, just like God forgives us. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. God does not want remodeled hearts, but brand new ones. He doesn't want a reform in character, but a new spirit that loves to do his will. He wants transformation, not merely accommodation. The Bible is full of prediction that God will bring his ancient people back to their promised land and there give them a heart to joyfully follow him. Paul saw this as a tremendous news for Gentile Christians. God did bring his people back to their own land. I can't think of the year that it was done, but he brought all people from everywhere. All the Jews came back to their own holy land, and that land is flourishing. It was rebuilt, and it was, you know, it was done within a day. And I said, I thank God for it, because God will do that. He will bring his people back. Is that a life answers to life questions? How can I help to restore someone to fellowship with God? The term restore is an interesting one in ancient Greek. It means to set a brother, a broken bone, back in place. In restoring someone, we do not place bandages on small cuts, but instead we set broken spiritual bones. Therefore, the work is often long and painful. Lead the person to recognize his failure. Help him see the nature of the problem and call it by its right name, sin. As long as a person can rationalize his behavior, he will never accept God's responsibility for it. Lead the person to acknowledge responsibility for his sin. You can't blame others. Blaming others will do no good. Others may have been involved, but the person chose to sin, and claiming proper responsibility is essential to restoration. I mean, you have to own up to what you do. The power of the tongue should be kept behind our teeth. That's the title. You have to own up to what you do. You can't blame somebody else for what you do. Leave the fallen saint to repent. Pray that the Holy Spirit will convict the person to feel regret and grief. Repentance means a change of mind, leading to a change of conduct. Paul tells that our thinking must change first, then our actions will follow. The way a man thinks, the Bible says, the way you think, so you are. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, then you can't. So George Myers was saying the power of the mind is the way you think. Sometimes we don't even think right. Sometimes we look at people wrong and we think wrong about them. We don't even think right. And we have to ask God to forgive me, Lord, for the way I'm thinking. I'm not thinking right this morning. I looked at that person wrongly. I thought wrongly. And when they got up and spoke, I said, oh, my God, I was thinking some wrong thoughts. Wrong. We have to be careful of the way we think, because the devil will tempt you to think wrong about people. Not only think wrong, but to say wrong. And then you have to repent and ask for forgiveness, not of that person, but you have to ask God to forgive you for the way you think. I mean, we think some awful thoughts sometimes, and they're not the right thoughts. Lead the person to receive the message that God wants to teach him. Sometimes a person is stubborn and resists, reluctant to learn. But failure is unprofitable only when we refuse to learn from the experience. If we learn and grow, we have not utterly failed. We have taken the opportunity to learn more about ourselves and about our God. That's what we do. Lead the sinful believer to respond to God's chastisement with gratitude. We need to be grateful. The one leading might point out two helpful verses. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. And it's good to me that I have been afflicted, yet that I may learn your statutes. Gently remind the person how wonderful it is that God loves us enough to chastise us and commend us. God will never crush the one he loves so dearly. The goal of the spiritual restoration is to help our sinning brothers and sisters come to their senses, escape the snare of the devil, have been taken captive by him to do his will. What a joy is ours when we see God put a new heart and a new spirit in them, causing them to walk joyfully and willfully in his ways and to keep his commandments for their own good. Mightier than the waves of the ocean is his love for us. God loves us. It's mightier than the waves of the ocean, and you know the ocean waves are mighty. God loves us, and all we have to do is repent. A lot of times people don't repent because they don't even, sometimes the devil keeps you from seeing the sin that you have committed. Sometimes you do things and you honestly don't even know that you did it. So you have to ask God to open up your eyes so you can see and regret, repent. You know, if somebody point out what you have did to them, and you have to ask God for forgiveness. You know, I didn't know that. I had no idea all that. And sometimes we do things knowingly and unknowingly. And that's how our pastor teaches us to pray, God, forgive me for the sins that I have done knowingly and unknowingly. And God will. God is just a good God. He is a gracious, kind, Abba Father. He's a good God. Whew. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor.
Amen. What a word. Mother, I love it. You know, God wants to restore us. He wants us to be better today than we were yesterday. You know, he wants to build us up. You know, like y'all know, I'm this sci-fi person. You know, he wants to transform us. He wants us to be more than meets the eye. He wants us to be that as you said, the light of him to shine through us. You know, I've had my glowing moments, and I get excited. I get so giddy for Jesus. You know, there's a song by William McDowell, Wrap Me in Your Arms. And that song was the first time I ever spoke in tongues. And I couldn't stop. And even, you know, in practice last night, that song just takes me to that place with God. And one of the verses, take me to that place, God. Lord, to that secret place where I can be with you. You can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. And that's what we want from God. We want our light to shine, that holy light that can come from only him, where we take him with us wherever we go. So I just get excited, Mother. What a great word. You know, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. That's what God says. And that's what we stand on. Lord, put a new heart in me and put a new spirit within me that my spirit is right with you. Hallelujah. What a mighty, awesome word today. We got to remember that this little membrane behind our teeth has the power. You know, what's the song from way back in the day? We got the power. But we got the power to speak life, and that's what we need to speak. Speak life, speak hope, speak peace, speak love, speak all the things that come from God. You know, this morning as I was getting ready for this lesson, you know, God put a word in me on Facebook today, and I'm going to share it with you. And it says, in our world today and forevermore, there is power in the tongue. The tongue can bring love, laughter, truth, peace, and joy with words of kindness. It can also bring war, hurt, lies, harm, and death. With words of hatred, the word of God tells us in our lesson today of the power of the tongue's power. With the tongue, we can pray or we can curse. A tongue not used to build the kingdom of God need to be kept behind the teeth. An unbridled tongue can start a fire that only God can contain. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire by hell. It is set on fire by hell, James 3:6, that's one of our words today. It says, the word of God also reminds us that a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 8:20-21. And the word God gave me was, be careful how you use your superpower of your tongue. Use it for the glory of God through Jesus Christ. I speak love, life, peace, hope over you all today and forevermore. And that is what God gave me this morning. You know, and I always know it's from God because I get the tingle. And I said, thank you, Lord, because so many times it's easy to talk about folks, to put them down instead of build them up. Well, you know, girl, I'm just going to tell you, she did such, 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 and such. You know, well, you know, she used to do da, 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 da. God wants us to use this little thing behind our teeth to say, you know, she's not the same that she used to be. She's saved, set free, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And she takes care of her children. She is a great mother. We got to speak life. She's a great teacher. She's a great preacher. She's an awesome pastor. He's a wonderful pastor. He's like a father to me. I'm grateful for him in my life. We've got to speak life, speak hope, and speak joy, and speak peace. And as the word of God came in the 131st Psalm, it says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. God wants us to hope in him. I put my hope in you. I put my hope in your word. We got to put our hope in God. And it's, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. It takes humility to admit that some things are bigger than us, or just plain beyond us. If the great David could call himself a flea and a dead dog, 1 Samuel 24:14, maybe we have more to learn about humility. We all have been there, done that, been tore up from the floor up. And I can speak it because I've been there. Tore up from the floor up. Just living life by a rhythm. No, just a shell making it through. Smile when I'm supposed to smile and cry all through the night. Asking God why me. And God answering, why not you? What does not kill us will make us stronger. God is building his kingdom. And iron sharpens iron. Some are going through because you're being sharpened. You're going, getting ready to do some great things in your life. I know that he's sharpening me right now. Going through some stuff. Things I never in a million years thought I'd go through. You know, God said, I got to humble you. And he is humbling me big time. And all I can say is, thank you, Lord. Thank you. thank you for taking me through, because we all have our storms, and folks don't know what you go through because most of the time they don't care and they don't ask. They don't know your story and they don't care what your story is. So sometimes you go through your trials and your tribulations alone, and the only thing and the only one with you is God. But the one thing we have to do when we're going through our trials is write those visions and make them plain. Lord, when I get through this storm, this is what I want you to help me do. I want to get better at whatever it is. I want to change the course of my trajectory that I'm going toward the mark of the high calling, which is you. We've got to speak life with this little membrane behind our teeth, this superpower that can start a fire, that can tear up some stuff. You know, we've got to be careful how we use this little thing behind our teeth called a tongue. I want to say, I love you, Mother Valerie. I thank God for you. I thank God for putting you in the trajectory of my life and bringing you in as the mother of our church and a mother in my heart. I am grateful for you. We've got to speak the love that we have, why people are here. Give them the flowers of love, why they are here. Tell them you love them, why they are here, that you're not crying over a grave because you didn't say, I love you enough. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29 and 2 through 3, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. But you got folks that will put the wicked back in power because the wicked think like them. You got folks that will try to make right look wrong and wrong look right. They will make a lie into a truth, and a truth they'll try to make into a lie. They will try to make old what is not old and young what is old. We've got to be careful how we allow things to get into our ear gate and our eye gate. You know, I had to stop listening to certain things because it was messing with my spirit. I am a political person. I love politics, but I had to take a political break. I had to take a political break where I'm not listening to the folks that I normally listen to because I had to take a break from YouTube and politics and who's going here, who's going that, who's lying, who's telling the truth. All of this, I had to take a break because that stuff gets into your spirit. And it makes you feel some kind of way. So you have to be very, very careful who you allow into your eyes, what you allow into your ears. Are you speaking joy and peace and love and kindness? Are they lifting up or are they tearing down? We want to lift up and not tear down. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when we look at people that are doing good, but the media likes to tell us all the bad. They never tell us that the infrastructure is being repaired. They never tell us that food insecurity is better because more is going into the food banks and more people are doing great things in their community. All we hear about is death. All we hear about is shooting. All we hear about, you know, and as a communication major in college, what we would be told is, if it bleeds, it leads. And we have to change the mindset of the media. Just tell me the truth. I can handle it. You know, we're not a few good men. You can't handle the truth. We can handle the truth. I want to be awoke. Don't tell me, oh, the woke. I want to be woke. I don't want to be asleep when Jesus comes. I want to be able to hear that trumpet sound. I want to have my spiritual bags packed. I want to be ready to go with the Lord when it's my time. I want to be cleaned up and not tore up from the floor. I want to be ready. And that comes from being woke. That comes from being filled up with the Holy Spirit. And it says, whoever loves with Father rejoice, but a companion of harlots wastes his wealth. And we all heard that one in the prodigal son. Messed up, took his inheritance and spent it on harlotry and decadence and wound up in a pigsty. We don't want to wind up in a pigsty. We want to have the grace of God. Hallelujah. And now our title for today is coming out of the book of James. So join me in James chapter 3. And I tell you this, family, when you have an opportunity outside of moving forward, go to the book of James and just read all that. Read the whole, I think it's five chapters in it. Five chapters. And I tell you, read it all, because when you read James, he will take you there. He will show you sometimes yourself. He will give you some good advice. James was all that and some. You know, James will tell you about this little membrane. He will tell you what it can do. And he will tell you how to use it. Go to James. He talks about judging, too. You know, so many times you get judging. James talks about that. James, he breaks it down. And he breaks it down so all of us can understand. And he says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in words, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Instead, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn the whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, turned by a very small rudder, wherever a pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. I like to say it has a superpower. See how great a force a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it's set on fire by hell. One little thing, one little disgruntled person can tear up a church body. One disgruntled person, mad at the pastor, mad at the deacons, mad at the stewards, mad at the choir, mad at the cooks, mad at everybody and everything, can set a fire and tear up a congregation. Churches have been divided on words, or sometimes lies and untruth. We've got to be so careful that hellfire don't come into our church body by this little member called a tongue. And it says, for every kind of beast and bird or reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? And I can answer that, no. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you are bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. You know, I learned a term on Sunday, and I forgot it already, but it deals with humble, that folks, they seek praise through humility, but it's like a sneak humility. So they're looking for somebody to praise them, and they'll say something like, I hope I did all right, because they want you to say, girl, you did great. You did a good job. And we all have been guilty. I know I have. And I said, wow, God, thank you for giving me that word, because God will allow whatever you do to be made known to others. You don't have to seek it. You have to say, oh, girl, was that all right? When you know it was perfect, when you know you did good, but you're trying to seek that false, you have that false humility. We got to be careful with that. We got to speak truth, and we got to speak wisdom. We got to ask God to give us what we need. And what you do it in secret. You don't have to hoop and holler and scream and run across the stage. God knows your heart. He knows who you are. And there are many people that just want a word. They don't want the theatrics of ministry. They just want you to tell them the truth. Speak the truth. Speak the word of God. Because you don't have to preach anything. All you have to do is open the book. James will tell you what you need. Paul will tell you what you need. Peter will tell you what you need. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will tell you what you need. And when you want to go back, you can go to Isaiah, and he'll tell you about the Savior. Go to Ezekiel, and he'll tell you all about yourself. We got to go to the Word of God, and David will make you feel some kind of way about humility. Solomon will give you wisdom. Samson will tell you how you can fall into the trap of a wicked woman and lose your sight, but that God will restore yourself to do more than you ever done before. We've got to see what we need in this word. And it tells us one more time, I got to go back to James, and he says in James 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Can I say it again? I'm going back one more time. This wisdom, but if you have bitter envy, I'm saying it, and self-seeking in your heart, kind of one more time, bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart. Do not boast and lie against the truth. We're seeing it every day on the news. We're seeing it every day when you walk down the street. We're seeing it every day when you turn on your radio, when you go to Facebook, when you go to TikTok, Instagram. All you're seeing is folks self-seeking. I'm an influencer. What are you influencing? Some little girl to get half naked and dance on YouTube or TikTok? What are you influencing? Self-grandizement, lies and untruth, untruthful beauty. When you done had suction here and lipo there, but yet you're making folks think, well, if you exercise really hard, you'll look like me. Self-seeking, bitter envy, self-seeking in your heart. Do not boast and lie against the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. But where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Are you peaceable today? And in our life lessons from James this morning, it says this, we all stumble in many things. None of us have become perfect, Philippians 3:12. None of us does everything right. None of us is so wise that we always speak the right words or so strong that we always do the right thing. Remembering this keeps us humble. I'm not perfect. I just love God, and I'm wanting to do better. And that's what we have to have, a humbleness in our spirit. I want to do better, God. In James 3:5, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. The power of the tongue should be kept behind our teeth. Don't let this little membrane behind your teeth get you in trouble. And it says, James says, does not mean to glorify the power of the tongue, but rather he wants to show how even a very small part of our body remains out of our control so long as we try to control it in our own strength. We can't control this little thing in our own strength. We got to ask God, Lord, bridle my tongue. Give me wisdom when to open my mouth and when to keep it closed. James 3:17, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. God's wisdom leads to harmony and peace, while human wisdom leads to arrogance and dissent and war. I say that. What kind of wisdom do you tend to rely on? You can answer that question by evaluating your relationship. Are you trusting God today? Are you bridling this little superpower called a tongue? Are you keeping it behind the teeth? When something is ready to jump out at you, ready to say something it shouldn't. Blessings and curses should not come from the same place. Folks that go to church on Sunday and then cut out their family Monday through Saturday. It shouldn't be. We've got to speak life and love and truth. The power. This little thing behind our teeth has the power of death and life. We've got to speak life. As the word tells us, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace, and we make peace by what we speak through this little member behind our teeth. As my mother said, Mother Valerie, as I grew up, my mother and mom used to both say, and my dad used to say, if you can't say nothing nice, Virgin Marie, don't say anything at all. And that's what we got to go back to, those childhood learnings and leanings. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say anything at all. Keep this little membrane behind your teeth. Hallelujah. If you can't say nothing nice. Hallelujah. Mother, what a word this morning. I have a beautiful word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And I'm grateful that she don't keep her tongue behind her teeth. That she always has something uplifting. Something to just take us through the day. Something that you can remember. God is not limited. Anything is possible with him. Have a wonderful Wednesday, family. God is not limited. Anything is possible with him.
Amen.
And when we remember that, it'll bridle this little membrane behind our teeth, that we will keep it and keep quiet, because we want our anything to be love and peace and joy and kindness. We want our anything to be the fruit of the Spirit. We want our anything to be a monument and an uplifting of God. We want our anything to be sanctioned by God because he gave us what to do, what to say, and how to do it. Thank God again. And I love our words from our prayer this morning, and I do have on this 22nd day of November, Mother. And the word is in kindness. You gave me life and showed me kindness, and in your providence watch over my spirit. Job 10 and 12 NIV. It says, wonderful counselor, it is your kindness. Let's say that power of the tongue, that kindness that we speak and lead. It says, your kindness that leads me back to you again and again. Your wonderful way of mercy saturated in loving kindness is the path of life and brings light to every shadow of a doubt that blows in. You teach with words covered in your trademark love, even in correction and love. Come on now. You have kept an eye on me my whole life, even when I was off chasing my own dark desires. You kept me from the grip of death. You lured me in with your persuasively persistent love that seemed too good to be true. It still does. Oh, faithful. Thank you for your gentleness that tenderly cares for the vulnerable heart. You don't despise me and my weakness. You offer your own strength, cover the distance between my heart and yours with a single step. You are never far away, and of that I am grateful. Lord, may I show the same kindness to others as you continually offer me. How does kindness change your perception of someone? Hallelujah. And I just want to say, Mother Valerie, I thank you for your love and your kindness. I thank you for the pictures that touch my heart. You give everybody. I got a picture from Mother Valerie that she took on Sunday of me and my daughter with two of my grandchildren. And my grandson was just hamming it up. And I looked at it, I'm like, that is so much a keeper. You know, I've already got it in my phone saved because this little boy, he's a joy. And so if you are in Springfield on Sunday, please join me at 4 o'clock at Love Deliverance Church, where some of our children from my church and others are going forth in him. And he is going to be singing with the choir he's in, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And when I watched him practice over the course of these weeks, I couldn't do nothing more than just crack up because he has a great ear for music. And he was singing everybody's part from the tenor to the So I'm like, well, hopefully he won't sing everybody's part on Sunday. But he knows everybody's part. But anyway, we got to give God, we have to put a smile on a face and speak life. Do not let the tongue cause you to get in trouble, because the power of the tongue should be kept behind our teeth. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. And don't let the enemy pull you in to speak death. Just say, not today, Satan. And I'm sorry if you heard somebody's feeling when they start with that. Just say, not today, Satan. I'm not speaking anything negative about anybody. If I can't say nothing nice, today I'm not saying anything at all. Tomorrow I'm not saying anything at all. And the next day I'm not saying anything at all. So let God lead. Let God take. Let God take you higher. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, we pray over you and your family. Have a great and wonderful day. And yes, there will be a show on tomorrow. I will be back. Mother Valerie will be back. We have some dry bones to talk about on tomorrow. Ooh, mother, the dry bones are going to be getting up. So come and join us for a message on dry bones from Ezekiel. So it's going to be exciting. So come join us for Thanksgiving. and we're going to open it up a little early so people can just tell folks what they're thankful for. So call a friend, tell a friend. We're talking about thankfulness tomorrow. Have a great day, family. It is a what, mother? It is a wrap. Because I got to go to work.
It's a wrap. It is a wrap. Going back to bed, Rita. Bye-bye.
Amen. Have a great day, mother. Love you all. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap.